Well, as many of you know, a few years ago, we had hoped to extend the impact of these conferences beyond just the people who could come here, because there are only 7,500 people, 100 teachers who can come each year, and we'd hoped to extend the impact to teachers in the rest of the country, if at all possible. And in order to do that, we had the idea to create classroom presentations that could be used by others beyond those who were here. We were fortunate to have a financial donation from a couple, the Rabs, to offer prizes for you to create such presentations. We're obviously not equipped to do that. It takes an experienced high school teacher. And so we've had, for the past 3 years, a contest for you to create classroom presentations that could be used by others. We then put them up on the web. And so we have those for the past 3 years. We know that there are roughly 10,000 hits per year on those, and somebody is using them. How many of you have actually looked at the prize-winning presentations on the web? Thank you. And I wonder if any of you have actually used material from them in the classroom. A few. Well, we hope that that they're used by others. In any case, there are significant cash awards for those of you who win the contest. The first prize is $3,000. They're not negligible awards. Okay. So, in order to learn a little bit more about this, you have some material in your packets today. There is information on the criteria for entering the contest on our website as well, but I think all that information also exists in a paper inside your packet. And in addition, we have one of the winners from prize winners from this past year, Sherry Harper, who is going to talk a little bit about that, about her experience and about entering the contest.
Hi, I'm Sherry Harper. I've been asked to give you some tips for creating a lesson in entering the RAB contest based on the KITP teachers conferences. And honestly, there is no way that I'm going to be able to help any of you with PowerPoints because I'm honestly not that great at them myself, and I'm sure you're all much better than I am with this, as you'll see as I go through this one, that you don't have to be a professional at doing PowerPoints in order to win the prize. I am from Greensburg-Salem High School in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. It's a little bit outside of Pittsburgh. And the RAB contest, as was stated, is a contest with prize money. It's for the best secondary school science presentation based on the KITP teachers conferences. And I shared third place in 2008, shared second place in 2010, so I'm getting a little better at this, I guess. I've attended 8 of the 9 past conferences, so I've been here many times and taken lots of stuff back to my students each time. And this RAB contest has really helped me to have an incentive to take it back to my students and actually put it all together in an understandable format. My goal each year has been to take the information back and use it in my classes. I teach Physics 1, AP Physics, Honors Physics 2, and next year I get to teach Astrophysics and Astronomy, which I have pushed for, and this has been one of the incentives for me to get that class to go through. And gives me a lot of opportunity to use this in different areas. I came up with 5 R's for us as far as what we should be putting together here, why we should do this. And the first one is to relish, okay? The next, rules, reach, resources, and finally reasons. So 5 things that we need to perhaps focus on in the sense of getting this lesson done. To relish, to take pleasure in, to have an appetite for, to take great enjoyment in, and I see everybody doing that today. I mean, the excitement here is great, And we need to take advantage of all the opportunities we have to ask questions today. In a little bit, you're going to go to lunch and get to sit with people who can answer a lot of questions and just open your minds to lots of new things. Jot down ideas that you want to share with your students. I know I've been sitting here writing lots of stuff today. It gives us that chance to actually just expand a little bit. And I assume that the talks are going to be posted online again this year, which means that although my notes are here, they're not complete, and I know that I can go back to those and use those again just to review things. There I am last year, right there, same spot, I think, pretty much, okay? I think we all have our assigned seats if we've been here a couple years. So same place, relishing what we did last year. And last year's topic of exoplanets was also quite interesting and great. The next thing of my R's, the next R, is to read the directions. I would suggest that you read over those today so you know what you're thinking about as you are on the plane or in the car driving home. And you are to create a talk summarizing the lectures and discussions suitable for presentation during one or two science class periods. And it should be in PowerPoint or equivalent, supporting slide notes. I used a lot of those in mine to make sure that not only I remembered what I was thinking at each stage, but hopefully to help out others if they were to use that so that they had answers to the questions and they had some extras there that maybe weren't on the original slides. You are to include a set of practical analytical problems to be used in the presentation so that you can get those kids involved. It's not just a presentation to show to them. And able to be used by science teachers other than yourself. And it's going to be judged by two teacher peers and one scientist, and the following: graphic quality, logical flow, slide clarity, motivation and excitement, and analytical problems. I know that there were some of these that I was a whole lot better on than others. I didn't really, have the same situation with each one. And this is in your packets, and it's also online, just to give you an idea of everything there on one sheet. You have a little over 6 months or 184 days to do this, which seems like a whole lot now. But if you're like I am, you're going to go home, you're going to think about this stuff, share a little bit with your students when you first get back, and then you're going to say, oh, I'll do it over the summer. I'll put it together over the summer. And by that point, you don't have quite the 184 days left. So, you know, don't let it go too long. I know that this time I did a lot better job of pacing myself than the last time I did it. The last time I entered, it was all done that last month. I was working on it in August, and this time I sat down and thought about it a little bit every so often, and I think was able to put it together a little bit better. Next R is to reach. I really didn't focus on the people here at KITP. I mean, they know this stuff up and down, left and right. I focused on my students and what they needed to know. I knew it had to be organized and understandable. I think that that was probably the thing I spent the most time on. How will my kids get this best? And I listed out the main topics. I did an outline of what I wanted and played around with that, because I think our job is to take this conference information and be a bridge to our kids. Whether we decide to enter the contest or not, we're the bridge for them, okay? We're going from one place to the other and making it understandable for them. So in planning and organizing, the last one was exoplanets, and so I sat down for each method that they gave us for finding exoplanets. I put down a definition, background, scientist, how it was used, the success rate they had. So I had a plan of attack for each one of the methods and talked about the current missions and the questions. So everything was pretty well laid out for the kids. Now, your resources. You can review the talks, and that is such a great feature that you can go to the website, and they're all online in several formats, so when you go to the KIT website, you're going to see this as far as the talks go. This was from the last presentation. And you can see them in slides, podcast, video, and so forth, and just go down through everything again. D do some extra research. There are many books out there, websites out there. In fact, the people who are presenting today, I have already looked to see and have some awesome things online. So there are lots of other places that you can go. I tried to overlap problems and questions with other topics from my class because I know, as the rest of you are, I'm really time constrained to try to get this stuff into the classroom. So I looked for places where what was going on here is also something that links with something in my class. And putting that together allowed me a little bit more time for things. Asking for opinions and ideas allowed me to share this with some of my other colleagues also. So once I got the topics, I asked other teachers and some of my students, you know, what would work better here? Which way would you understand it better? So I would certainly allow that as an opportunity. And don't forget to credit the presenters and the sources. And in some cases, I think that helped my students to actually go on and look up more information. You know, they knew who the presenters were and they were able to go back to that. Now, I think that part of my job today is really to give you a pep talk to go ahead and do this and enter this contest. I don't know how many entered last year, but it's a great opportunity. You'll learn it better yourself, and I'm sure from the people that I've seen today and those that I talked to at the break, there's so much information in so little time, and you're looking at this and it's all whizzing past you, and it gives you a chance to let it all settle in. It gives you a chance to make the information accessible to your students, tailor it to your students' needs, share the information with other teachers, and recognition and prize money is certainly a great way to convince your school that it's meaningful to send you again. Because when I was able to present that to my principal and he said, oh, you did this last year, and he was all the more for me coming back again. So it makes it a very nice way to do this. You get a lovely letter, and you get a certificate, and you get the check at the end. So, you know, there's lots of incentives here to go ahead and put the time in. Now, granted, I put a lot of time into it, as I'm sure everybody else who entered did, but it was quite worth it for lots of reasons, and one of them being student excitement and learning. We had the exoplanets. My students put together their presentation case. Here are a couple of them that did that, and they presented a lesson, so they impressed the girls, you know. So we had, you know, lots of excitement in all of this. Now, I just put a couple slides in here from mine, just so you could see the pattern that I followed. And you'll also see that I am not professional at doing PowerPoints at all. It wasn't anything that fancy. But I did credit the presenters last year first and gave the kids then an idea of, in fact, I'm from Pennsylvania. There was somebody from Penn State University here last year. Our students were all excited about that, seeing that there was somebody from around home. And then I told them from the very basics, because I was learning this myself. I mean, I came and I was like, oh, exoplanets, what exactly does that mean? Went through a few ways to locate it. And I went through, again, from the very basics, telling them what astrometry was and giving them some info. I tried to include a couple things. I didn't want to make it too fancy. I wanted it to be something that could transfer to everybody else's computer too, but I did want to put some graphics and animations in there. And in fact, I picked out some things that were more local to our area again, and made sure that I focused on those because, of course, the kids like to see things from their own area. Now, as far as the questions go, I put the questions on here, but again, I also made sure that I put the notes at the bottom with all of the information about how you would solve the problems, so it wasn't a whole lot of work for anybody who might use this. And didn't make all the questions computational. I did put a couple on here that they just need to think about, poll some people, ask some questions, and some other places that they could refer. And I followed the basic contention that I wanted to make it as simple as possible, but not simpler. I didn't want to make it so that it wasn't accurate for the kids, but I didn't want to put too much in there that scared them off. And I want to make sure that I thank everybody that's here. I have enjoyed these so much, and I think that my kids have enjoyed seeing me come back all excited. So I think that that is a great, this is a great way to do that, so that they can see what effort you put in also. Okay, any questions? No questions? Then I think we're, yeah. Yeah, all of the presentations from last year, and Hakan shared the prize with me last year. Where is Hakan? Yes. And Steve was first place again this last year. And they're all different. I mean, every one of the presentations is different. It's not like mine looks just like Hakan's or it looks just like Steve's. So definitely, I mean, use those from last year also and from the previous years, because they're, you know, a lot of effort was put into them from everybody. All right.
David pointed out, I neglected to mention, that it, the contest is indeed extending another year. The original donation has enough for one more year. It may be your last chance, so if you're ever planning to enter, do it now.
Thank you.